I'm a hippo.
Broadcast Hippo. Digital media.
I don't know where Andrew went. Good morning.
This is the greatest show ever.
It's all the amount of mourning this morning has been already. This is unacceptable. I cannot.
Oh my God. Too funny.
Yay, there he is.
What?
It's too much mourning for me.
The problem is I don't know what's going on my computer. Like it turns my camera off. Like, but then it comes right back on. So I don't know what's going on. Anyway.
Because you're hideous. It's like F this.
The camera gives up.
AI is real.
The show is powered by cannabis in general. Our friends over at Teebs, and their website is teebs.green. But Teebs are there's some good people over there. And
they're the only reason I'm not going losing my ever loving mind right now.
Because your edibles, your gummies or whatever.
Yeah, because and CBD. CBD is life changing.
You know, I think isn't it about time that we just rethink weed? I mean, just it's like you look at this poor girl that for the Olympics, this runner that now is being left off the Olympic team.
All I have to say is imagine if she hadn't smoked weed, how fast she would have been.
She gave the others a fighting chance.
Like she beat you guys stoned. That is crazy.
I know.
You got beat by a girl who smoked pot before the race. And you guys have been training all your lives, staying pure, drinking Gatorade, eating pretzel thins, and she's out there pounding Doritos, smoking weed. Man,
everyone's just jealous. That's the
imagine
problem.
After like 50 yards she just stops like, what was I doing?
Yeah. she probably had an earpiece and somebody went, there's a Twinkie 100 meters ahead of you,
go.
That might even make me run.
But you know, she should have been left off the Olympic team. I mean, she knew the rules, but the rules should be changed. That is the point. The point is, it's just becoming more accepted.
It's the fact that it's, and I hate to say it, uh-huh, but when snowboarders started popping positive for marijuana, nobody took their gold medals. Nobody took any of their shit. And it's, I mean, let's be real. Track and field is a relatively black sport. So, I mean, you can't tell me that maybe that doesn't have something to do with it.
I don't know. Maybe Michael Phelps and his admitted picture hitting the bong when he was a gold medalist. Nothing happened to him.
I mean, look at Shaun White and like all those other guys. Those cats wake up smoking weed and they just because they jump on a mountain, you know, and it's a relatively expensive sport to be in, and it's a literally like a rich person lifestyle. Nobody said anything to them. But this girl smokes weed, runs 10-second 100-meter dash, and they're like, whoa.
What I don't get about the whole thing is where she did it, it was legal. It's not even like she broke any laws in order to do it. Like you brought up Michael Phelps. If he would have popped positive after that, at least where he would have been smoking pot, it would have been illegal at the time that he did it. I mean, this is like it's like getting prescribed something from your doctor, taking it, and then them still popping you positive and taking away your medal.
Yeah, I know the rules are the rules, but the rules are stupid.
The rules are stupid. I agree. Rules are stupid.
When I was in the Navy, they told us, you know, when we went overseas to Europe, they were like, don't drink Jägermeister. They were like, you know what? They do something with poppies in it and shit, and it's distilled a different way, and you will pop positive on a urine test. And you will be gone.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, Teebs.green. Welcome to the show, everybody. Good morning. We took a couple weeks off. We're back at it. Gina's in a great mood today.
Yes. Great mood.
What's going on?
I'm just saying, according to all the Christmas songs, you're supposed to be jolly.
Yeah.
Look at that. I don't even know if it's flat, you guys. I can't look outside.
Don't pull
yet.
It out.
Yeah, it's a big ass tire.
Yeah.
I could hear it when I was driving on the road last time. I'm like, what is that noise? And I look, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Oh.
Was it like
no. Did it,
no.
No, it was like click, 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 click. It was like a high heel. Like my car had high heels on. Driving down the road. Yeah. So I'm waiting for Dubs to come in and tell me if it's flat or not, because I can't. If I Oh, it's not flat. Yay. Oh, okay, good. So I can drive it to the place and hopefully get a plug.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you can't. Yeah, you can get a
Make
plug.
Make sure you drive it to the right place and you get the right kind of plug. Don't take it to Cirilla's.
Oh, man. I wanted a little tail to come out of my tires, drives down the road.
And let me ask you guys a question. So, because I got a lot to get to. We got an interview coming up here at 7. But if you guys have anything, you guys have stuff you want to talk about before I jump in? Okay, so let me ask you a question. You're living in a condo, okay? You live in a beautiful condo on the water, right? And there's twin towers, a north and a south. And one tower just collapsed. And you live in the other tower that was built at the exact same time by the exact same people on the exact same ground right next to you. What do you do?
I asked for my security deposit back.
Right? Colleen says, she's like, I'm getting the fuck out of there. What? Like, that would freak me out. Like, I wouldn't even be able to sleep.
Did you see the one part that where the lady petitioned the court to go to get her cat out of the building before, and they told her no? And I looked at my cat and I'm like, Mom would come for you. You don't have to worry. Like, I would go in, I would have went in that building anyway. How horrible is that?
I'm just saying, how attached was she to the cat? Because it seems to me that dead. People who have pets, like, snatch them up. I mean, I saw, like, people who got out of the building clutching Yorkshire Terriers as
yeah, but
it
I don't,
was the
I don't
only
know that
thing
she
that
was
they
home.
Had.
And then they were gonna raise the rest of the building, so she... But while the cat was in there, so she petitioned the court to be able to get the cat out before they tore down the building, and they wouldn't let her. They were like, "Fuck your cat."
She loved the cat. She loved the cat so much that she just left it at home alone.
Yeah, that's what you do with cats, Tifo. you leave your prisoners home alone.
Yeah, the women. Yeah, the women
are not really alone. A webcam keeps an eye on them.
Plus, they're secured.
Tifo. Daddy Tiefel's always watching.
I know. You hear Ashley's stomach growling? Of course you do. The next one who screws up, no one eats.
They got a bucket. They're okay.
Josh says every time, I noticed every time Gina starts talking, Andrew teleports out and there's a Gina flipping everyone off.
That's how I live my life, Josh.
Good times.
Oh, I was like so irritating. I watched on Entertainment Tonight last night because you're talking about that tower collapsing, and right across they lead in with this: the untold story of the forgotten victims of the tower collapse. And then it's pictures of cats and shit just popping up everywhere. It's like no one's talking about the pets. That's right, because 148 people are still fucking missing. That's why no one's talking about your pet.
It's still sad. Like, I'm sad about the people missing, and I'm sad about all the pets that people lost. I'm sad about both. Yeah. I can be sad about two things.
That's why I say when you're going to live in a tower, get a bird.
If it's in a cage, it's still screwed.
Just when you're running out, open that cage and go like this. Polly, you're on your own. I've opened up the sliding glass doors. I hope to see you soon, buddy.
It's the new movie called Free Polly. I don't know.
Yeah.
Where at the end, is open. As you're falling, you just open the cage and the bird goes out. That's a dramatic ending. Yeah. And you fall to your death and the bird just flies away.
It's the darker side of Rio.
I can't stand you guys. Why am I here?
Because you got a flat tire. Where the fuck are you gonna go?
Yeah, you can't go anywhere.
It's so true.
What, are you gonna get upset and just start walking somewhere? We both know not in this heat.
Yeah. Damn it. I hate that D knows. Like I can't even try to trick him.
Josh says, I feel like The Rock would be in that bird movie. all right. So, Gina, how was your fireworks on 4th of July? Did you have a good 4th of July?
I did have a good 4th of July. We went down to my secret spot that I won't share with anybody, and we watched the fireworks, and oh, that was my birthday, too. So, on Friday. So, and then we came home. It was amazing. But, oh, no. Oh, you're talking about after the fire. Oh, you guys.
Holy shit.
You guys, no. I hate everyone. So much has happened in the last 2 weeks since I talked to you guys, too. You guys, it sounded like people were role-playing with muskets and fucking cannons in this neighborhood. Like, they were out legitimately pretending like it was 1776 and they were going to war with the British. Like, they were really, like, that. Like, I think I heard someone yell, like, fuck the redcoats or something. I don't even know, you guys. It was crazy. There was nonstop, like, nonstop fireworks.
It did seem like we got double the amount of fireworks this year by random people. Because of last year's absence. I think they said, fuck, they were
shooting them off last year, too. Where are these motherfuckers getting this fireworks money?
I don't know.
It's like PPP fireworks. Like, no, these are different fireworks.
These are the fireworks stimulus paid for.
Yeah, right?
Like they're dropping bombs. Like, somebody was throwing grenades out here. It was so crazy. For like, to like 3 o'clock in the morning, it was nonstop. There was smoke. You guys, there was smoke. I went out on my balcony. Like, is this real life? Like, I feel like I'm in a war zone. And it like was smoke everywhere. Smoke. That's how much it was.
It gets that way every year over in my neighborhood by the art museum. No. Every single year, we get a thin layer of smoke in the neighborhood. Like, God,
this was different.
The purge.
There's smoke, and then all of a sudden, this guy on the horse rides out of the smoke. Yeah. The British are coming.
Yeah, like with the lantern and shit. He's like, oh, look.
The Toledo police are coming. Toledo police are coming.
They didn't care. They did not care. You guys are
like, honestly, I honestly feel like that's a smart way to go if you're like a criminal and you want to like kill somebody. You wait till the 4th of July when all your gunfire is covered up by fireworks.
Do you know that shoot somebody with
a Roman candle?
The what?
ShotSpotter can tell the difference. ShotSpotter is like the whatever they use to detect when shots are fired, so police can respond faster.
And it has shots fired once, so
shots fired could possibly be a better husband than me because it notices everything.
Yes,
that's great.
Not possible.
Shots fired comes in. It's like, oh, did you lose a centimeter? Did you get your hair cut today, honey? Shut the fuck up. Shots fired.
Shot spotter.
Whatever.
Hasn't it not worked once yet?
Oh, it's worked.
What do you
mean? Like it hasn't actually helped police narrow, like actually find gunshot. Like it might have heard the gunshot, but it police haven't been like they haven't actually been able to find a shooter as a result of ShotSpotter.
No, they have found victims though, and quickly and been able to save lives. So that's nice. No. It's a nice little.
Yeah, it's better than Body Spotter. Right. It was a lot better than the last camera thing we had, which was Body Spotter, which got you there a little too late and probably not before people got to play in the park.
And then it's also better than Chris's, who's Body Inspector. He wears this cardboard box around him when he goes out with a big sign on it says Body Inspector. He's got the hat on.
You'd be surprised how many people fall for it.
Hey, so I had this weird encounter over the weekend. So I was at Chevy's downtown, the bar, and
that's it. That's the end of the story. That was the weird encounter.
It was about 1 a.m, and this guy said, "Hey, Andrew Z, I need to talk to you." I'm like, I'm really busy, but okay. So he goes, "I just want to let you know that I am a member of." I'm actually the chapter president of the Proud Boys. He's like, "Do you know who the Proud Boys are?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, I knew exactly who the Proud." For those who don't know who the Proud Boys are, the Proud Boys are basically the people that tried to take over America on January 6th, the insurrection. These guys were like heavily involved and they love Trump and they hate
their KKK's cousin.
Yeah, exactly. Incestuous cousin.
They're the county fairground version of the Backstreet Boys.
What? KKK.
White stuff.
White stuff? The white stuff.
Why does D just take me out? Like, what? What's her show? He just takes me out. Not a commission.
So anyway, this guy is like, look, dude, here's the deal. Obviously, he doesn't know me. He just knows who I am because he's like, I need you.
And he thinks you're white, obviously.
There's right. Oh, for sure. For sure. But he says, look. He goes, people aren't going to take the media. He said, not hit people. The media isn't going to take me serious. So I need you to download Telegram, which I guess is the secret messaging app. And I'm going to message you secret information about the Proud Boys. And I need you to get it out to the media because they'll listen to you. First of all, this dude obviously doesn't know me.
Did you do this? You please tell me you did this. We got to know the secret information.
No, I didn't do it. No, I didn't do it. Well, plus he was drunk. It was one in the morning. He was drunk. So my hope was that I just walk away from this conversation and he just forgets it ever happened. Like he just happened to see me drunk and knew who I was. So he thought that this was a good idea at the time. He had a business card. He goes, here's my
problem. I feel like you missed out on a news like breaking story, something that would have like further legitimized you to the public and got you back on like terrestrial radio and everything. You missed the opportunity, man. Now you're just stuck with us.
To secret recon, like almost go undercover.
Yes.
As a boy.
Yes. Do it.
No, because when you turn on them, then they kill you.
Do it. Shut up.
But it was just such a surreal moment. I like to see a real Proud Boy in person and to see
in the wild.
Yeah, and he's like, we're not. He's like,
in its natural habitat at Chevy's.
He's like, we ain't racist. It's all the media. We ain't racist. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's usually what I believe when somebody throws the word "ain't" in front of racist.
The KKK allows brown people in too.
Like I'm gonna need you to use like bigger words to convince me, because "ain't" is usually followed by "ain't from around here, are you, boy?" So
yeah, I feel like if you like feel the need to remind people that you're not racist on a regular basis, that's a bit of a problem.
Did you have a real hillbilly accent, or were you just making that part up?
Well, there may have been some story embellishment, but my point was that isn't that what racists would say? I'm not racist. Isn't that what all racists say?
Mm-hmm. That's how they tricked the first of us. That's how they tricked the first of us on the boat. We were like, "Ooh, you look a racist," and they were like, "We ain't racist." Yeah. And we were like, "All right, we'll trust your word. This looks like a cool little. Why are all these oars in here?"
Only D could do that joke. None of us could do that joke.
So I guess then he's like, you know, there's a lot of us out there. A lot of us. I'm like, I'm in my head. I'm like, I know there's trailer parks everywhere around here. I know there's a lot of you. And then he's like, or
as they call them, mobile command centers.
So this dude hands me his card. He's like, all right, download Telegram.
Did it say Proud Boys on it?
Yes.
Was it made by Vistaprint?
It's a yes.
Like, who else is going to make it?
Yeah.
I think we need to rise up. If Vistaprint is okay making Proud Boy business cards and swag, like, do they got water bottles? There are things I have questions. T-shirts. I know they have T-shirts, but is Vistaprint making all of this?
Did you ask him what he's proud of?
The big thing is the Proud Boys bottle opener. It's got the logo.
Body.
Yeah. You know, it's like this. It's the Proud Boys chip clip. And you know how everybody loves a calendar? It's the Proud Boys calendar. Look, it's Jan, you always write Whitey.
Jane, you always whiny.
And the picture is just some dude in flannel with a shotgun and chewing tobacco in. And
we don't do the warm months where things get darker. Everything's weak. Our calendar runs from December to February.
So we're out doing hunting and white people stuff.
That's white people stuff. That's what we call white people season. Abominable season. It's nothing but white. You know, polar bears, white people,
even the ground abominable,
the Yeti.
So this, but it was just surreal, like to just encounter this dude and to obviously not know who I am. I hate Trump. Like there isn't anyone I hate more than Trump and his people.
You're the worst, and you should tell him because he needs to understand he is the worst Proud Boy ever. Like you should be a little more discerning about who you try to pick to recruit.
I know
you can't go up.
He's like, you know, you become our spokesman, then it's gonna help your career.
But boy, yes, you're absolutely right. Me and Tucker Carlson can go on a road tour, and then we can talk about.
Oh God. So it was weird, man. It was really weird to just be part of that whole thing.
It's awesome now that white people can finally feel what homosexuals have felt for the past like 40 years. Now they got to whisper what they're into, that maybe you get a guy who's feeling the same kind of way. the Proud Boys have literally turned themselves into the foot under the bathroom stall of an airport. That is what they just click. They're like, hey, are you a Proud Boy? Click, click. And someone hands them some toilet paper because they're shitty.
And here's the other crazy. So like in my head, in the scenario, like I didn't do this to him, but I'm in my head. I'm like, so let me play this out. So let's say you get your goal of overthrowing the government, and then you dumb motherfuckers are in charge, the dude that barely graduated from Wade High School. I'm cool on that. That's the next step. Like they want to overthrow the government so they can take over. They're dumb as fuck. Listen, so what? What? There's no chance I want you guys running this place. Give me a break. I want someone
to agree. You already knew the entire organization was you know, just kind of just dumb just by the branding, just by whoever came up with the name. Why would you give your organization a name that sounds like a greeting that you would give your dog? Like, who's a Proud Boy? That's right. Yeah, you're a Proud Boy. Like, yeah, why would you do that?
Stupid people don't know they're stupid, you guys. No, crazy people don't know they're crazy. Stupid people don't know they're stupid. Josh said they're the cartoon equivalent of the Foot Clan from the Ninja Turtles.
Josh,
the
Foot Clan got shit done.
Like, the last thing I need is, like, a bunch of people in the White House that forget to pay their DirecTV bill and their phone and the phone and internet when national security is on the line, and somebody's got to look up and go, great, President Cletus must have forgot to write a check.
Yeah. Or they're sharing the Wi-Fi. Yeah. Hey, let's share this Wi-Fi.
How about we name it FBI truck?
If your house can be repoed by an F-250, I don't want to talk to you about shit. No,
get out of here. Like, but seriously, that they want, I mean, they think that they can do a better job running the country. Dude, shut the fuck up. You are dumb as fuck. Get out of here. I don't even know. I just don't get it. So like, they all think that they're smarter than everyone else. And we're just surrounded by stupid. It's a lot of stupid out there though. There's a lot of it.
And I like the fact that stupid whispers now. I like it.
I guess. I don't know. But they think that they're right. It's so weird. I don't know. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you in part by our good friends at Teebs of Adrian. Teebs. It's where you get your edibles. It's where Gina gets her edibles. It's also where you can get your gummies, your anything you need. And also, they are great with consultation. So if you're not sure what you need, or what you want, or you just tell them kind of what's going on with you, and they can definitely help you with that. So
they have a huge selection of CBD. So, I mean, huge, like so many different CBD products. You got CBD is life changing for real, for realsies.
Yeah, no, I that's what you guys tell me. So I agree with you. Teams of Adrian. Also, Hot Rods Auto Detailing. Dude, my car is a disaster. All these damn kids just doing whatever they want. It's like,
yeah, sure, it's why, the kids.
Why do you put sucker sticks in the goddamn cup holders? Is it, why do I find, or why, would, you, why do
would
I find
you rather it on the upholstery?
This car no, is,
I'd rather it on the planet. Roll that fucking window down. Pitch that shit. It's biodegradable. I didn't give you anything made out of like aluminum.
It's unbelievable what they like. Throw your stuff away. Why do you just,
they're assholes.
Where do you just toss it on the floor? And what planet do you just toss your trash on the goddamn floor? It's your so car.
Oh, you know what mine do, Andrew? They do, you know, the little pockets on the back of the seats.
Yeah.
They shove trash. Garbage in there.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. The disrespect of the vehicles is unbelievable, and it's annoying. But if you've got disrespectful little assholes, well, like in, we.
In fairness, though, do you have a trash can in your car?
Yeah, I have bags.
In fairness, you know what? You put your garbage in your fucking pockets until you get out of the car. How yeah, about right. that? Yep. In fairness, do you have a garbage what can?
It, yes, wait, it's wait, called their fucking when I was a kid, pan. I used to. When I was a kid, I used to put the garbage in the little thing on the handle there, and then when I left, I grabbed it.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. These don't grab it. That's what we're saying. That's what they're saying. They don't grab them. They just throw it. Meetings,
I hear they work.
Hot Rods Auto Detailing of Toledo. Get your reservation now, and they will definitely get you hooked up. All right. So let's talk about Britney Spears. Britney now has, she says she's retiring from music. Her manager of like 15 years is gone. The conservator guy has stepped away. They need to just free this poor girl. What are you doing with her? I don't even understand why you guys are continuing to try to control this woman's life. Let her do
money, money, money.
You know, here's the thing.
Money.
And all these senior honors.
Okay, yeah, that's why it's not okay, Tifo. So here's the thing is that think about all the musicians and all the people that have, you know, ran themselves bankrupt and had 8,000 kids. And like they've done all these things and they've destroyed their lives without anybody interfering. I don't care what Britney's mental state is. I don't care if she's going to blow her money. I don't care if she's going to have kids that she's not mentally stable. That kind of stuff happens every day. I don't care. It's her life. She is a citizen of the United States. She is just as free as anybody else. This is bullshit.
Yeah. How is everyone else not out? Well, they are outraged. It's just that we didn't know that the legal system could do this. I think we're finally seeing the shit that they can do. It's wrong.
The financials,
the United States, the goddamn
like the financial conservatorship stuff, depending on her mental state, I can see, you know, overseeing her medical, whatever. I can see that just depending on whatever her diagnosis is or whatever. The thing that gets me is the thing that came out recently. It's about basically direct control over her reproductive rights. Like she, like they control that part of her, which just seems wrong.
They shouldn't control any part of her, including her money.
Mm-mm. No, it's there are a lot of people that are.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, Allen Iverson would have been like, man, where are these people when I needed them? And that's the crazy thing. They let people go broke all the time.
They let people go broke all the time.
I don't understand why all of a sudden somebody went and was like, look, this little girl is pissing away like our family income is what it sounded like to me. It wasn't her money, you know, it was our money.
She's buying fairy glitter online.
Yeah.
With all the money.
With our money. Oops, she did it again, Your Honor. She bought some fairy dust and we need a conservatorship. Oops, she did it again. She had a baby. We need her on reproductive control, Your Honor. Oops, she did it again. She dated an asshole. So now we need a law and rules that say that she can't ride in a car with anybody that we don't approve of. Oops, Your Honor, she did it again. She painted her cabinets a color we don't like. Yes. So we...
Dude, if dating an asshole meant that you needed the court system to oversee you as a conservator, you know how many women? Gina?
Yeah, it's called family court. That's what it's called.
Dude, I should be locked up if that's the case.
Well, and here's the thing is that her aren't her kids adults now? Like she's got
they're teenagers.
Yeah, but I'm just saying they're I don't know.
Like, here's the thing. If they're worried about the kids, set up a trust for the kids. That's cool. Fine. Yeah. A little trust for the kids, sure. Whatever. But leave this woman alone. If she wants to run her fortune into the dirt, that should be nobody's business.
Yeah. Nobody's. Yeah.
It's pissing me off that they're keeping her from actually, you know, being an attainable celebrity. You know, like a young MC or... A fucking, like, I need a $5,000 Britney Spears appearance. That's what I need.
Yes.
I need to be able to get through the line and go, okay, we can do Coolio, Young MC, Tretch, ooh, and Britney Spears. And we can throw this concert together for 20 grand. Now.
Over at Levis Commons.
Yes. And fucking Coolio and Britney Spears can walk up and down the street together looking for whatever the fuck they are looking for. That's what I need.
You needed a ride to the grocery store. That's what he was hitchhiking for.
D, Andrew shared a picture from like the stage perspective of that concert. And I'm in it, like in the crowd. It's me, my sister, Dubs, and my brother-in-law.
For those who don't know, we put on a concert back when we had the restaurant over at Levis Commons, and it was the Miller Lite Music Festival. It was Young MC, Naughty by Nature, Coolio and Tone Loc. and
the whole concert was four songs long. No.
Dude, it was a blast.
It was fun.
And then we had assigned people to stay with each celebrity. Like anything they need, they get them. It doesn't matter. Weed, drugs, it didn't matter. Whatever they needed, we were going to get them. Well, at one point, I'm like, so where's Coolio? No one could find Coolio. What? Where's Coolio? Well, he ended up getting away and hitchhiking out on 25 in Perrysburg.
He escaped.
Yeah.
Grocery store.
Walking up and down the street and just giving people that moment of, Jesus, did I just see Coolio on the side of the road? Do you know how many white Perrysburg people were like, that looked just like Coolio? And then their wife, Megan, was like, no, Chuck, why would he be walking out on the street?
Why would he be in Perrysburg?
I'm about 20 in Perrysburg.
We all, Chad, we all know the only black people are on the water tank.
Yes.
Couldn't have been Coolio. Oh shit, I can't, dude. All right. What else? Let's see. That's pretty much. Oh, and the last thing that I had is and I'm interested in Dee's take on this actually. This whole snitches get stitches thing. There was a tragic shooting on 4th of July. Over 100 people were at this this barbecue or party or whatever it was. Fight breaks out. Almost a dozen people injured. A 17-year-old shot and killed. An 11-year-old shot. And police say that no one's saying anything. No one's giving them any information. Matter of fact, the 17-year-old's dad was on television. I'm trying to find it. Was on television yesterday saying, quote, I know how the neighborhoods work, so I'm not expecting anyone to say anything, but it would be amazing and it would really lift weight off of us if someone said something, because I know somebody knows something. The streets talk. He was my son, and I don't mean as a child. I mean as the biggest star in my sky. Stephon Johnson, 17, was killed during this party. And it's just this whole fucking snitches get stitches thing is the biggest con, the biggest scam that perennial criminals have put on this country, that we have bought into this bullshit, and it's making it makes neighborhoods unsafe. It puts people in jeopardy. It's unbelievable to me, and it's annoying that this is a thing. Go ahead, DSC, you're shaking your head.
I understand that, like, now this mentality benefits criminals.
Yes,
but you have to look at the historical reasoning behind this. Why communities banded together against the police to keep them from taking young kids out of their neighborhood. Why it was necessary for them not to cooperate. You know, yes, there is a portion of it where they're afraid of repercussions, but there was a time when it was necessary for communities like this to band together to protect themselves from the exact same people who walk into their communities and say they're there to protect.
I do get that, D, but wouldn't you want the people that are actually killing the other people in your neighborhood out of your neighborhood? Like, I get not turning people over for, like, little shit and not wanting cops to come in and like, trump up charges to take people out and stuff like that, but you actually have people killing other people in your neighborhood, killing your children. Wouldn't you want that motherfucker out?
You know what? I understand, like, looking at it from the outside and saying, wouldn't you do this? Well, yes. Wouldn't you nowadays, as the Black community, trust science to and then go out and get vaccinated? There is a history there that you have to fight against. And it doesn't, it's not a situational history. They've seen people snatched out of their neighborhoods and thrown in jail for life, put on death row for things that they did not commit. So yes, it's hard to discern when you say this person is guilty and this person is guilty when one of them may not be guilty. It's a hard thing to say. You can't lay out facts for a community and go, I need you to stop protecting so-and-so because this is what's going on. They go, so-and-so is my community. And we can't, what if he's not guilty? You know, what? And I'm not saying that's that's a cool thing, but I'm just asking to understand why, you know, for so long, the Black community and communities of color could not depend on anybody but themselves.
Yeah. I mean, it is different. I appreciate that perspective because I didn't think of it that way, but it just really is. It's ruining the community. Or it's ruined many communities by just not speaking up and protecting these criminals. When you're trying to live an honest life, you're not helping by doing shit like that.
No, and it's a shame. It sucks.
Yeah, it does. All right. So this portion of the show brought to you in part by Teebs of Adrian, Teebs.green. Make sure you get over there and get your CBD or your gummies, it's not just little bear gummies, right? Do they have gummy worms too? Can you get them in gummies in any?
I mean, I'm sure they have like lots of shapes of gummies.
Yes.
It's the same gummy stuff in different shapes. It's
Different depending on the shape, Gina.
Absolutely. That is true. If I go to the store and I get gummy worms or gummy bears, those do not, or gummy stars or gummy dots. They don't all taste the same. It just depends on what flavor.
If it's the same brand, it does.
No.
Lies.
Lies. I'm not believing you,
just
Gina.
Like all colors of Fruit Loops taste the same. Close your eyes. Take a bite. They all taste the same.
I told Colleen that, too, and she denies that as well.
Why you got to be a monster this morning?
Right?
Gina woke up this morning and chose violence, and I don't like it.
She wants to just smash all of our dreams.
You want me to ruin the rest of your day?
Yes.
I've heard, I don't know if this is fact, but I have heard that the Hollywood Casino is not reopening Epic Buffet, and they're going to turn into the fucking sports bar and make the sports bar in the middle more gaming stuff. So they're not even reopening the buffet. This is so sad.
I never got to experience the buffet.
It's so good.
It's expensive, but it's good. Here's the thing. They have, and the crab
legs. It wasn't Saturday afternoons. It was half off. Dubs and I used to go on our little dates. It was less than $20. Oh, it was like good ass soul food.
Man, they used to be. They would be mad watching you guys walk in on a Sunday.
Hell yeah! Like, of look course, at these. That's why they're closed.
It's got nothing to do with. It's got nothing to do with COVID.
Yeah, we got two more motherfuckers trying to shut us down.
It's so crazy in this town too. When did we love crab so much? Because they, you know, they serve those crab legs that are big over at the casino. But it's like we never had any crab places, and now all of a sudden we've got 9 crab places. What? There's one on Secor. Yeah. There's one on Door. There's one on Reynolds. There's one. It's like all these crab. Like I don't even know. It's so weird how we went
do. We do a Louisiana boil. Bitch, you're in Lucas County. You doing a Lucas County boil?
And they did open a lot specific. At once. Oh, there you go. Yeah, they did open a lot at once, but I feel like a lot of people like crab and have always liked crab. Like, that's not new.
But can I just, but why is crab, like, why is that like the end all be all? Why is that like filet mignon? Like, why when you see people and they're like, we're eating crab tonight, it's like, I'm like, first of all, that's not a classy food. You got to put a bib on to eat it. Like, what? What makes that is does the bib have like a bow tie emblazoned on it that makes it fancy? Is it the fact that you got to put more work in it than the cook actually had to do to prepare it? Because I got to break it out of the fucking shell. I'm the one who's getting shit all over my face. And you've just told me I've had a good time. Like, real.
That's what I don't get. Like they send me crab and basically they've just given me a chore. Like, take it out of the thing, put it on the plate, but you know,
it's like handing you your corn still in its husk.
Yeah, and you know what? And it's not really, it's not really that delicious. I mean, I like it, but the only reason I like it a lot is because I had to put a lot of fucking work to get it. Like, Jesus, it's like living in a house you built. You love it more because you built it.
That's what it is. By the time you get the crab in your mouth, you've put in so much work that it's the payoff. That it's like, it's finally, it's your reward.
You're exhausted for that 0.5 ounce of meat that you just got.
I don't like seafood, so I'm golden.
I know. I'm not a seafood person either, but it's just, that's what I'm saying. Seafood is a very specific thing, and crab is even more specific than that. Like, you have to find a person that likes that stuff. And now there's like 7 places when there was 0 like a year ago, and all of a sudden, I guess they figured, look, Toledo's the untapped crab market. We're about to start a crab war. And so they just.
Everybody here in this town figures crabs are dwelling in your pubes. Let's show them something different. Let's show them that you can pull crabs out of the sea and don't have to use tiny combs or. For the longest time, this has been Long John Silver's territory. I say we move in and show them what we got.
Seriously, okay. So seriously, we have like that one Long John Silver's in town, and I only ever see the one on a regular basis. But literally, I've passed by Long John Silver's at different times of the day, different days of the week, and I have never seen them.
We've covered
busy.
This already, Tifo. It's a money laundering organization for the mob.
I don't remember covering that because that's exactly what
the IRS is like. They sold $50 million in hush puppies last year.
I've never gone
fish flavored chicken.
Oh God, I know it's the worst. It's like separate your goddamn fryer's $400. Put your chicken in one fryer. Put your fish in another fryer. Put your hush puppies. You could put that in the chicken fryer.
Stop. Although I did find out recently, my sister's husband loves the place. But I feel like every time he goes there, they're just like, you get that this isn't a real thing, right? Like they're just having to relearn how to make
it
every time.
They have to run to the store and get a shit real quick and come back because they don't have anything there.
All right, which one of you goddamn comedians switched the pictures on the fryers? Which one put the fish on the chicken fryer and the chicken on the fish fryer? You clever sons of bitches.
I never go, hey, Colleen, what's for dinner? I'm really craving some hush puppies.
Yeah.
I mean, the hush puppies are actually kind of good.
They are good, but I've never craved them. Like I don't go to Long John Silver's and get hush. I could say that in the last 25 years, I've never been to Long John Silver. Maybe when I was a kid, I remember going a couple times.
Yeah, but, same. When I was younger, I did, but I don't remember going as an adult. But that's because they're a money laundering scheme and they don't actually have food there.
I remember the last time I went to Long John Silver's, they had on the outside of the building one of them old-timey phones that you had to pick up and put to your ear and then ring their speaker. And then somebody picked up and was like, Long John Silver's, Klondike 500. And I was like, hi, hi. I'm going to need some hush puppies.
Wait, someone's ordering. Someone's ordering.
They were like, hold on, let me plug in. Gene, somebody wants Long John Silver's.
Oh, it's the worst. I don't even understand. Like like Chris says, I've never seen anyone in the drive-thru. I've never seen anyone in the building. There's always three cars there, and it's three employees. It's the only people there. Mm-hmm. Oh, and why can't you run it with one person? I mean, you could really answer the door. You can answer the speaker.
No, that's not true, Josh.
What did Josh say?
Josh said they're ordering through DoorDash. No, they're not.
You do not order Long John Silver for DoorDash. This is real talk right now. I ordered it one time because I hadn't had it in forever, and I was like, oh, I'm going to do it. And I did it on DoorDash. It does not travel well at all.
He's a dasher, so I don't. You're getting the only Long John Silver's orders ever of all time.
They're like, this guy's the Long John Silver expert. We're gonna give him all the orders.
Yeah. Well, it's like closet ordering. Now, you know, the pandemic really helped people out when it came to like ordering food that embarrassed them.
Yes.
You know, it's probably like a large Proud Boy contingent ordering Long John Silver's just because they want brown balls in their mouth.
Josh catered Proud Boys on accident. He didn't even know.
What's nice is that, you know, they come in like the DoorDash bag, like they put your stuff in the DoorDash bag or the Uber Eats bag. So nobody actually has to see the logo on the bag they picked up. So it's a really neat situation there. Nobody knows where you're ordering from.
All right, this portion of the show is brought to you. I'm the Liam Neeson of Dashers. I'll get your
food. He has a particular set of skills.
Call him the Long John Silver's guy. Do they get to call Josh? Are you ready?
I know. It's like, and the only reason that works out is because somehow somebody stole Liam Neeson's DoorDash delivery and he has to get it back. And then 2 hours later, he hands you your food. He's cut up and bruised and your shit's cold. And he's mad that he got a 2-star review.
I would watch that movie.
All right. This portion of the show brought to you part by Teebs of Adrian and also by our friends over at Lufka, and DMX Lawn and Landscape. All right, Tiefel, let's go ahead and get into the what is this called? With Ebenezer Bushrod? WTF News, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
All right, three quick stories. First off, it's four. Second off, shut up so I can have time to say
no, why has it got to be, I think, three. Pick the top three. Three stories. You get three.
Tiefel knows. Tiefel's a student of comedy.
You can't change it.
Tiefel's a student of comedy. What, he knows the rule of
three. I know the rule of three, but you can't change me like right now. If you wanted to limit me to three, you should have done it before the show.
I beg to differ. Really? You just like this. Watch this. Watch me change it.
And go, ooh, there's three.
Look at me change it. See what I'm saying? Like, I got.
Anyway.
Don't tell me what I can and can't do.
Anyway, Dateline Iraq.
Iraq.
A 25-year-old chef died recently at a wedding after falling into a boiling vat of chicken soup.
Mmm.
The incident happened on June 22nd. He was catering a large wedding in the Iraqi district of Zacco. I assume that's how you pronounce it. Mm-hmm. And he was preparing for the large feast. He somehow ended up falling into the giant pot of chicken soup after he slipped and fell. He suffered third-degree burns over 70% of his body and succumbed about 5 days later.
Jesus. Did you guys see the one? Did you guys see the story that we were while we were on vacation of the I can't remember if it was the guy or the girl, but it was a wedding, and then I think the groom or no the bride to be died, and so the dude just married the sister.
Yeah,
the dowry was paid.
Yeah, I'm getting paid.
I have questions. Who has soup at weddings? Like, why is that a thing? And
Iraqis?
How big is this pot?
You need something you can put in a cup, cover with a lid, and shove a straw in it. Like, for real. Do you know how many Subway sandwiches have been left at receptions because of indiscriminate bombing?
You could carry a Subway sandwich in your hand.
Not a foot long. You get shot. That shit looks like a gun.
But also, I need that pan. Like, I need that pot because I cook for an army of people, and I need that pot.
A person pot. A person. The cauldron?
Cauldrons.
I have a cauldron. I need a pot.
They're out of style when witches stop doing their thing.
First of all, witches have not stopped doing their thing. First.
So there's an underground black market cauldron thing? Is that
not even
saying?
Underground.
Do I have
you're just not paying attention.
That? Too much of a hole to dig.
And the other thing.
Gina's on the second floor and everything.
And the other thing is, if you've ever been to Spaghetti Warehouse, you know there is a soup there. It is wedding soup.
Yes.
Oh no.
It's Italian wedding soup.
Yeah, Italian wedding soup.
Well, Iraqi wedding soup's disgusting because it includes...
Well, it's full of grenades. It's horrible. It is literally...
And a side of your chef's flesh, apparently.
All right. Go ahead, Tifa. What else?
All right. Well, 65-year-old... 65. Don't be even doing that. Don't even. 65-year-old man in Austria had himself an interesting time. He got up in the evening and felt the call of nature. So he went in and he sat down on his toilet, felt a little bit of pinch in his balls. Turns out that an 11-foot reticulated python had bit him in his sack. No.
What does reticulated mean?
I have absolutely no idea, but I know it's not poisonous. That's the
name
that story
of the
says
snake.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a snake.
Yeah. Apparently, his 22-year-old neighbor owns the snake. The snake got loose. It's not clear whether or not it went through the toilet pipes or whether or not it got in there and then climbed into the toilet. But it was there when the gentleman sat down, and he didn't look first and got a little pinch in his balls. And had to go to the hospital. He's okay. He's fine. The snake has been wrangled and returned to its owner.
Do you want that back? I don't want a ball snake back. Like, if my snake touches your balls, I don't want it back. It's your snake.
That would ruin my bathroom experience for life, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Isn't that a fear of guys, anyway?
Gina, are you going to give your lips back?
Huh? Damn it.
I feel like this is a common fear I would imagine that I've had
walks around, she's got no lips, no hands, lost two toes on each foot.
All right, and finally, story number three.
Watch his head explode.
You're not my fault. You can't time manage and give me all the time. I didn't give me the time I need. So, all right, out of the UK, apparently they have had it with the COVID restrictions, which is why in Lincolnshire on Friday, over 400 tickets were sold for Swing-a-thon. There were hundreds of people descended upon Lincolnshire for this 4-day event. It included an adult bouncy castle, a wet t-shirt contest, and mobile dungeons. Guests also could indulge in hot tubs, fetish demos, enjoy the talents of a naked singer, and take competition to be crowned Miss or Mr. Swing-a-thon.
Well, the way you become Miss Swing-a-thon is you just bounce in the bouncy house from peni to peni. You just bounce on the one, see, bounce on the other one. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Swing-a-thon.
Other activities included the adult-only campsite, face painting, burlesque, cigar bars, and a Linkin Park tribute band.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
Well, shit, sign me up for the Linkin Park tribute band.
Yeah, of
course. They have,
swingers are never the swingers that you picture in your mind. It's always, it's always like the Wade Caps of Cabbages of the world. Then you're like, oh, fuck. It's never a Halle Berry. You never come across a Halle Berry. You come across like a Chuck Berry and like some shit like that. It's not, you're like, whoa, why can't hot people be swingers?
Yeah, and it's true.
Attendees had to take a COVID test within 48 hours of arrival. They were only given the location of the event upon purchase of their ticket. And then once they arrived, they are only allowed to leave the grounds in an emergency situation until the event is over, all in order to stay within the COVID guidelines of the UK.
I just want to know what a mobile dungeon looks like. Isn't that just a van?
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, you gotta accessorize.
Josh says you're gonna get to the swinger party and most of the crowd is gonna look like Mike DeWine.
Just just like staring at you through the window.
The media reached out. A man answered the phone of a number that was connected to the event, and his response to inquiries from the media were, "I don't have to tell you anything."
There you go.
Then why'd you answer the phone? That's the dumbest shit. Did you work at Domino's? Are you that guy that answers at 7 when you close at 6 and then goes, sorry, we're closed?
Yeah, it's like, just let it ring.
Just let it ring.
What an asshole. You just wanted to hear my disappointment. Yeah. You get your jollies off.
I can smell the pepperoni on your breath.
So we used to call it getting your jollies off. You know, get your jollies off? Get out of here. And by the way, I just... Remember a couple weeks ago, I told you about since that was the WTF news, the Ebenezer Bushrod. Thank you, Ebenezer.
Because now you're going to tell a story when his, in place of his fourth story, he's going to speak.
Mine's going to be very quick, I promise. Remember a couple weeks ago, I told you about.
Mine's going to be very quick.
I told you about I told you about the kid at Cedar Point that Michael Chase, whatever his name was, that does the.
The piano.
The piano. Well, he brought me on stage this past weekend to do a song, and I did Piano Man, and I killed it. The video is on.
No, literally murdered the song. I think Billy Joel had a heart attack when I got to the chorus. I killed that song.
Hello, Billy? Yes, yes. You want to shoot him? Oh, yeah. Look, he wants you dead.
Snitches get stitches, Gina. So anyway, I killed the song. It was amazing. I was shocked at how many people came up to me afterwards and said they either missed the show from back in the day, they stopped listening to radio, or that they missed the podcast. We've been off a couple weeks. I had like almost 10 people. I had probably 8 people come up to me afterwards and recognize me from the show, whether it's the radio, the terrestrial, or from the podcast. So that was kind of cool to be at Cedar Point, an hour away from here, with people from all over, and have so many people come up to me and say nice, kind things about us. So that was cool.
It's amazing the reach of the internet, hour away.
Right. this thing, my prediction, the internet may go worldwide.
Yeah.
That is my prediction.
I think people are going to watch stories in this time.
I love you, Tiefel. You're so beautiful. And by the way, what's going on with your fucking beard, bro?
What do you mean? What's going on
with your whole head?
Yeah. So it is.
I know.
What's going on with your face?
You look like Eddie Munster if he'd been emotionally eating.
So it has been 10 months since I have gotten a cut or a trim.
Jesus.
It wasn't really a conscious decision. It was just I wasn't being sent anywhere by work because, you know, COVID. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have anyone in the office except for me and a couple other people. So I just didn't do it. But I have an appointment for Friday afternoon get a cut and a trim.
Yeah,
Are you gonna dial the beard back a little or are you going to let it grow?
Yeah.
No, it's going to dial back a bit.
Okay. Like, where are you going to get this done? Because there's only a handful of qualified people that can like it can groom you.
DMX landscape and landscape.
Hello. I go. The other part is the place that I go is in Michigan, and they were shut down a few times. So, but you know, it's True Cuts, just right over the border.
All right,
on Lewis.
True Cuts is that like a chain?
No, as far as I know, it's not. Just a bunch of like, just a bunch of Iranian dudes.
Do they light your hair on fire and do the thing I see on the screen?
No, they do that. They have done the string thing like around my like around my eyebrows and stuff, which you would figure it wouldn't work, but it actually it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's called threading, and it's worked for millions of women that do it all the time.
I've never heard of it before till they did it to me, and then I was like, oh, and I looked it up, and I was like,
it's a thing.
I can only imagine what your pubes look like. Trim those bitches up. Goddamn.
Why would you imagine that? I'm ending the show now.
All right, guys. Hey, real quick, one last thing. Make sure you guys share the
show. Goddamn enchanted forest down there.
Share the show. Make comments if you're watching. We appreciate you. We'll see you next Wednesday. Thank you, everybody. You have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
I think I can make a pube fro.
Bye. We're not listening to you. Bye.